like nothing you have ever heard before. It's a tough room. It's the place to be. Thrive to survive. It's Taz. It's the Moose. It's CBS Sports Radio.
One, two.
You know it's every day. Moose and Taz be paving the way. Talking about every sport. You know that they never missing a play. From the NBA to the NFL to college games. They always bringing the knowledge. Nobody ever could try to go stop it. Only me talking the truth. Only me talking the truth. Ayy. You know it's Taz and Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose. Ayy.
All right, Taz and the Moose with you here on this Monday morning, CBS Sports Radio. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Sam, Mike across the way, Bogish with your updates. An hour left to play with Taz. Good job with Ryan Wilson there from CBS Sports, covers the National Football League, closing out hour number two. We kick off hour number three. Here we go, the three.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
Andrew Luck retires from the NFL.
He does. The stunning announcement, Taz, for Andrew Luck on that decision. Here he is talking about the factors leading into that decision. Cut to Sammy.
I've been stuck in this process. I haven't been able to live the life I want to live, taking the joy out of this game. And after 2016, where I played in pain and was unable to regularly practice, I made a vow to myself that I would not go down that path again. I find myself in a similar situation, and the only way forward for me is to remove myself from football in this cycle that I've been in.
Yeah, so, I mean, that would lead some to speculate maybe we have not seen the last of Andrew Luck in the National Football League. I mean, his body is taking absolute pounding. We've ran through the injuries earlier on in the show, Taz.
Right.
It was a sad night for me on Saturday night, selfishly as a football fan, that I will not be able to watch him play quarterback this year. I am happy that he is making that decision. I have no ill will toward Andrew Luck making that decision. He's in a financial position that him and his wife, and they can travel the world, which is something that they want to do, and see the world. That's great. He is financially secure. We heard Ryan Wilson. I didn't know that he's got a flip phone. You would imagine that.
It's funny, right?
That Andrew Luck is not spending money hand over fist.
He doesn't invest in a trimmer for a beard either. Right, that's a whole other story.
Right. No Norelco there.
Yeah.
But Taz, he was a special player, and he's going to be sorely missed. And I was stunned when I heard the news on Saturday night, as we discussed earlier on in the show, as were you. He didn't want to deal with the pain any longer. Maybe we see him play football again, but we're not going to see him in 2019. And that's a loss as a football fan. There's no other way to say it.
No doubt. And Andrew Luck basically said it's the hardest, hardest decision that he ever had to make in his life, which you believe. I mean, you have to believe. And you're right. We went over the litany of injuries the man has been through at such a young age and in 7 years in the NFL. I mean, lacerated kidney, which left him peeing blood. I mean, torn cartilage ribs, torn abdomen. What else was there? At least one concussion that we know of. You know, he had to have more than one concussion, dude. He had to. I'm strongly assuming he had to. You know what I mean?
I would agree with that.
Really, torn labrum, which is a membrane, like a collage-type membrane that goes over your rotator cuff area, and that's in his throwing shoulder. So, and now this whole thing with the injury, the high ankle calf thing and everything. So, tough, man. Tough deal here for a guy who's such a young player, such a young person, but he wants to have some kind of quality of life. And right now, you can't blame him. I can't blame him. It is a shocker. Maybe when he's gone from the game and his body rehabs and it naturally gets better instead of being under a pressure cooker of the trainers and going to treatment nonstop. I don't think people understand. Like, that's a huge responsibility when you're injured. And if you're a Division I athlete in college or a professional athlete, it's even tougher. Because the amount of requirement of treatment and training that you need to get. And, these guys, you would say, they're pampered. They get the best equipment. They get the best trainers. That's all true. That's definitely true. But guess what? They own a business, and their business is their body. And that body, that physical body, needs to be at treatment and constant. This guy just, I could only imagine how much treatment, his time in the NFL he had to get, the time he spent with those trainers on a regular basis, that gets just exhausting. And his body's not feeling right, you know, and he probably realizes with this lower leg injury, Moose, that even if he didn't make this decision now, who knows when he would have played this year?
Yeah.
Week 5, week 6, who knows?
You don't know. And Taz, it's interesting, he said that in 16, which is something that I'd never heard before, you know, he said, I'd vow never play an entire year in pain again. I do not want to do that. Where he was missing practice, and he felt like he was going down this same path now.
Yeah.
This season, and he didn't want to do it. And I don't blame him. I mean, Taz, you talked about earlier, you know, you're in, you know, from your days as a wrestler and laying your body on the line, that, you know, you feel the after effects on a day in, day out basis, a nightly basis,
every
that
night,
you deal with pain.
Every night.
Andrew Luck doesn't want that life.
It sucks.
He doesn't want a life that, you know, 20 years from now, he can't go play with his kids, or
right,
can't go and go on a hike, or can't go do what he wants to do. Right now, that's the way he looks at it, and he doesn't want to deal with constant pain day in and day out. He doesn't want that life, and I don't blame him.
And I don't blame him either. And, you know, my in-ring career ended early, a lot earlier than it should have, because of the injuries I had. And my son was a baby. He was little. And I wanted the things you just said. I told my wife this while I was making the decision. I had an opportunity to go into the announce booth, because Vince McMahon said, listen, your body's smashed up here. I just came off a torn bicep, like just bad, off the bone. Bad injury, came back after 7 months, and it was a nightmare, 6 months. Anyway, the thing is, I didn't know what to do, and I said to her, you know what, for my son, I want to be able to throw a football with him when he's, you know, when he's in third grade. You know, I want to teach him how to hit a ball off a tee. I want to, you know what I mean? Like, I want to teach him how to put somebody in a front face lock.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know what I mean? Like, seriously, yeah, like that kind of stuff. Like, I want to be able, I didn't want to have to be that my body's so smashed up I couldn't do that. I was able to do all those things for my son. But even though my career ended early, just like Andrew Luck, I still feel it, you know, like a lot. Like, and this is a topic we didn't get into, and I don't think anyone's talked about it yet, about this Andrew Luck deal here. Good for him that he's smart enough to step away before he gets an addiction to pain pills. That's something no one's talking about.
That's true.
And there is a plethora of professional athletes, men and women, who get addicted to pain pills to keep competing, to
no
keep
doubt
making the money, because they have to, they want to keep playing. And addiction's a real thing, okay? And for athletes, addicting pain medication is a very, very real thing. I lost many friends before they were 40 years old. I could most probably 11 to 12 guys.
Sad.
Before they were
tragic.
40 years
That's
old.
That's crazy.
Because of pain pill addiction.
Sad.
From the bumps and bruises of pro wrestling.
That's awful.
And, but yet, that's why we get really pissed when people say, that's a fake business. It's not that's a different topic, but
yeah,
still, I'm saying that's why wrestlers get crazy.
No, it's
because we've
not
buried friends.
I mean, right. I mean, it's terrible. Know? I mean, that's, yeah, you're right. It's a problem all across our country, Taz, and that's tragic. I mean, that is sad. And we've seen a lot of guys in the National Football League and specifically against the NFL, with the NFL, because it's so violent.
Yeah. And getting it takes more violent because these guys are faster now.
Right.
You know?
It takes such a toll on your body. You're seeing more and more of the addiction of pain pills. And you're right about that. I mean, you're dead on.
No
correct.
One's talking about that.
And, you know, listen, for Luck, I guess it hit me, Taz, with all that. And he steps aside. He wants his body to feel healthy. He wants to wake up and not be in pain. He doesn't want to do that. And what's sad is that, you know, he doesn't, even though he's 29, he doesn't have the body of a 29-year-old because of the wear and tear the game has taken on him. And maybe he does play again. I mean, I'd be surprised if we never see Andrew Luck play again. You brought up the XFL thing maybe a couple years down the line. Maybe he comes back to the National Football League. I'd be surprised. Maybe he goes into coaching. Maybe he is done. I mean, you know, we saw Barry Sanders retire early.
Mm. Yeah.
And everyone at that time said, oh, you'll see Sanders again. You'll see Sanders again. You never saw Barry Sanders line up after he stepped aside from the Detroit Lions. So Maybe this is it for Andrew Luck. If it is, I'd be sad because I enjoyed watching him play, and he was a hell of a quarterback, Taz. But I give him credit for reaching that decision in what was a very tough press conference to watch on Saturday night.
Yeah, it was. It really was. And you know, and real quick, what I was saying earlier, for those that are just joining us, when I mentioned the XFL, I was I don't want to say I was quasi-joking, but it's because for those that don't know, Andrew Luck's dad is, you know, with the XFL, Oliver Luck.
He's the commissioner.
He's the commissioner. Yeah, commissioner. He is the commissioner.
I think he is the commissioner.
I wonder if he's the one who retweeted us. You think he runs the Twitter account for XFL?
I'm joking. I don't. Probably not.
They retweeted our stuff.
I know.
Not just the New York audience, the actual XFL, which is very
nice. Which is great.
That's very nice. The NFL would never do that for anybody.
No, the XFL's on top of it.
That's right.
There you go. That's right.
Exactly. We love the XFL now.
We do.
I wore my new hat all weekend.
Nice. Good for you.
What did you do with your prizes?
Prizes.
Your kids had to love the little TV gimmick, right?
They did, yes. They did love that.
Did they break it? Yeah, is it ripped apart? It's got to be.
No, it's not torn apart.
Crayoned up.
No. The crayons were on the wall.
Oh, nice. There you go. Don't they have a paint like you could get? You could paint walls. I know some people, kids your age, that you could use crayons on. Like,
oh, you could do the chalkboard wall.
Is that what it is? Yeah, I knew it was something like that.
Yeah, so there's specific paint you can get that basically mimics. You could take a section of your wall and make it like a chalkboard.
I have an idea for you.
And then you could do that. Now, that's very sloppy. That's got to be basement. That can't be.
No, do your whole house.
Yeah, right.
Your kids, they're like running around with crayons.
Why are all the walls black? Right, just one massive chalkboard.
Just chalk all over the place.
Right,
master bedroom.
My wife would love that. Couch.
Oh, she would love that. I know interior design. Yeah. She knows I know.
Exactly. All right, next.
Number two.
Ben Roethlisberger regrets Antonio Brown criticism that ruined a friendship.
Well, that's great that he regrets it now.
Oh my God!
It's Steeler fan. You're like, what
the hell?
Just stop talking.
I regret it. We were good friends. Maybe because he saw in Hard Knocks that, what's his name, Antonio Brown, when he was with his kids.
Got five kids.
He was doing the whole helmet thing, and he wasn't practicing. And one of his kids said, "Daddy, why are you not running? Why are you not practicing?" He goes, "Daddy's hurt, still getting better," something like that. And he goes, and the little kid goes, "Where's Roethlisberger?" Like, that was pretty funny, actually. He goes, no, he just plays for the Steelers.
Yeah, right.
So maybe that's why. Maybe Ben saw that and was like, there was an opportunity for AB to rip Big Ben,
and he didn't rip him.
You know?
Right. And Taz, we talked about it at the time. Roethlisberger going out there, he spoke honestly, open and honestly. I defended him on that, but you know, at the time, you were right when you talked about the fact he can't be saying that on the public domain and be critical of a teammate. That's got to be something that's kept in house and can't be out there for us to consume. You know, as an audience,
he didn't go out on the route the right way, right? It was a route.
Correct.
The end zone,
it was the interception in Denver. Remember where he threw it over the middle and it right to the defensive tackle, picked it off in the end zone. And he talked about Antonio Brown.
Like, so much detail.
Well, he talked about Antonio Brown not getting enough depth on his route.
Yeah, I remember that. I didn't remember it was the Broncos. You're like, give me a down and
right to
the third and eight. Yeah. Oh, they're on the hash.
I think it was actually fourth and goal.
Oh,
I think
my God.
It was a fourth and goal play. Third or fourth and goal?
Was this, did you have any interest in this game?
I did not. I was watching at the FanDuel Sportsbook.
Oh. But you had no interest in it.
I had no interest in the game. I did not. Guys, I was with Bet Denver. They were excited.
Yeah. Where are you going to be watching all the games this year? Like, you usually have a home on Sundays.
I'll be at FanDuel.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And what's the deal with the food? Like, they comp food for you guys?
Yeah, I can get food.
Really?
You can't bring food outside in. They have a good bar. They have a good bar food.
Yeah. And they hook you up, though?
Yeah, they do. They're very good to me. Everyone over at the Meadowlands FanDuel, very good.
What about
Rachel Ryan, Jeff Corral?
The liquor. You can drink whatever you want?
No.
Why? You're working?
I'm working, yeah.
Come on,
what am I, Sammy Davis?
Just one or two.
Walking around with a bourbon?
Chicago!
Yeah, hand me the microphone here.
What's Moose doing? He's just had a lot of beers, I know that.
Exactly.
Dropping the glass all over the place.
Hey, Donald,
give me another one.
Hey,
about a piano bar.
Where's Moose? He's supposed to do it on camera. Right. He's about a piano bar.
Exactly.
What is that? He's playing songs.
Right,
he's playing Killing Me Softly.
No. Killing Me Softly.
Killing Me Softly.
All right, next.
Number three.
The black and white MLB uniforms didn't go over well.
Oh, my God. They absolutely suckage. Suck City!
Now,
sucked!
I know it bothered a lot of people. I thought the black ones were better than the white.
Moose, you're being too kind.
I did. I thought they actually looked cool. I did. I'm not saying I'd buy one, Taz.
Every day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'm watching baseball weekend. I didn't know who was who. I didn't know. I thought there was umps were players. Players were umps.
That's a good point.
That's
fair.
Like, it's too much.
No, that's fair, but...
They got to accessorize. I have a lot to say on this.
All right, well, what would you... Okay, you got the floor. Take it away.
I don't know. I'm so upset I don't know what to say. No, here's the thing. You got to let them wear... We were talking before the show a little bit. Well, some guys that were working here, that do work here, were in the newsroom, basically doing their show in the newsroom, and were giving hot takes as usual at 5 a.m., which is always fun. And you got to let these guys, let them accessorize, guys. You're watching guys in the Yankees with red cleats or wearing, Aaron Judge had orange batting gloves on. I have no problem with any of that. That's cool. It's players' weekend. You let the players do their thing. Freedom to do that. I think that's great. But yet, it's players' weekend, but players can't wear the hat they want to wear. Like, they should be like the Dodgers. The Dodgers and the Yankees last night. By then, I had enough of the black and white uniforms because I watched the whole Met-Braves series where I was disappointed every game. I sat up and watched a friggin' 14-inning game on Friday, and we lost the game!
What time did that game end?
Did that end
like 11:30 midnight?
Yeah,
right before midnight.
Yeah.
It ended right before midnight.
Yeah, I remember fighting.
Every inning.
Okay. Well, you were off on Friday. What sleep were you fighting?
I was really tired. I get up at 3 a.m. every day. I'm still tired.
I understand, but you had a full night's sleep the night before.
Wow.
You weren't here on Friday.
Okay, I was tired.
How are you fighting sleep?
You're a midnight. Young man. I've been getting up at 3 for the last 5 years. I was tired.
But you had a solid night's sleep.
It's midnight is late.
God, Moose, your poor kids. Get up. What are you doing? Why are you tired?
Adam. Mike is not my child.
I still got up.
Just treating him like
I still got up.
He's like, I'm fighting sleep. I'm like, fighting sleep? I had a full days of rest.
I got up. I still
You slept like 9-10 hours.
I still got up at 7 a.m. I was tired at midnight. I think if somebody got up at 7 in the morning, at midnight they're sleepy.
All right.
No, I don't have your superhuman powers.
Jeez.
Right.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
But yeah, midnight.
So did you watch the game?
He did.
Mike, you did watch it? No, I didn't know if you watched it.
No, I did watch it. I watched it.
On the weekend, I slept on Saturday morning till 8:30 a.m. My wife was shocked because I never sleep that late, but I had to catch up on some sleep.
Yeah.
So maybe Mike was catching up on some sleep.
No, I know. The point being was he did Thursday into Friday.
Oh.
I thought Friday night he'd be fresh as a daisy. He's obviously not.
I'm not fresh as a daisy.
He's Mikey B. He's never fresh as a daisy. Awesome. I've never seen the guy fresh as a daisy.
All right, so the unis, now the Dodgers and the Yankees, they asked Major League Baseball if, I think for the Sunday night game, if they could wear the home whites and the road greens. They could wear their right, and the baseball denied.
So they did say
no. I think it was for the Sunday night game. So baseball said no. You have to wear the special uniform.
The Dodgers have one of the better uniforms in baseball.
No doubt,
I love
beautiful classic.
I do. Yeah, totally. I love it. Just like the Yankees. Yankees have a classic tradition.
Correct.
Even their away grays, I like. It's no problem. But the Dodger uniform, I love. Right. I'm a Met fan. I love all uniforms too. But not to see the Dodgers in those cool uniforms on Sunday night baseball at their home stadium in L.A. I'm watching the Mets and my wife walks by the TV, the giant TV, my 75-incher, and she goes, who the Mets playing? Is that the Mets, right? I go, yeah. I go, they're playing the Braves. She walks by, she goes, what are they wearing all black for? That's stupid. She walked out. She had no idea what was going on. I'm like, well, she's right. So, I mean,
Every
team wore the same.
No, I know that. I know. I get it. No, I understand
got,
the trouble.
I got more.
Okay,
sorry. I got more. So,
what else?
Then I'm watching Friday.
And a litany of things are going through my head. I'm watching. All right, so I get the Mets are wearing tone-on-tone white and with gray or whatever. And the Braves wearing black. Now, why is Jacob DeGrom? I'm watching this. Why is DeGrom wearing a friggin' black hat while the rest of the position players are wearing white hats? And why are some guys in the dugouts wearing black hats, meaning the Mets? I'm like, what is going on? I'm trying to find it. I'm asking people. I text Robbie Rosenhaus.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Wrong guy to text. He's like, I'm at the game, bro. I'll give you the play button. I'm like, no, stop, stop. It's okay, Robbie. Thanks. And then I got text after text after text after text. I'm like, okay, Robbie. Got it. So my Friday was rough. And then, so the reason why the starting pitchers were wearing, they were supposed to, this is where I'm confused.
So the ball doesn't get lost.
I didn't know that, but that makes sense. Okay, that's okay, cool. But I might be wrong in this. I think some teams that were wearing the white, I could have sworn that, who did the Yankees play? It was the Dodgers on Saturday night. So I watched some of the Yankee game. Were the pitchers for the Dodgers? No, they were.
Dodgers were home. They were wearing white.
Were the Dodger pitchers wearing white hats?
I thought they were wearing black hats. I thought, but I could be wrong.
See, the whole thing is freaking confusing.
Okay.
Really? No, because you can't have some guys on the team wearing a black hat, some wearing white. I can't read the names. It's tone on tone. I don't know what number this is. Big Mac, Charlie Jintz.
Well, everyone's got nicknames. I know everyone.
Big Hammer.
No, I know.
I mean, you know, like it's like.
They're trying to do a little bit different. Be a little bit different. I get that from Major League Baseball's perspective. And they'll sell some jerseys. Because you'll see those around. I like the jersey, the black jersey with the right name on the back. I don't need to have the nickname.
You want a regular name.
I don't need Kraken on the back of Gary Sanchez.
There was some stupid ones, dude.
Yeah. It was some bad nicknames. What's some his of them name? Made no sense.
Even the managers get it. What's his name? Dave Roberts. He had Doc on the back.
There you go. Doc Holliday.
Doc.
I don't know. Anyway. All right. There you go. Those are your three big headlines. The Unis, Andrew Luck, and Roethlisberger. Sorry for ruining his relationship with Antonio Brown. Thank you, Ben.
All right.
It's Taz, it's Moose, it's a Monday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
Well, you know the deal here, Moose. Support for Taz and the Moose comes from Manscaped. Number one in below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. I was talking about the hammer. My friend Hank Hammer, okay, that's his real name, actually, loves Manscaped. He's a big believer in the Manscaped. That's why Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer and their lawnmower 2.0, which has a proprietary skin-safe technology, so this trimmer won't nick or snag. That's not comfort. You don't want that in that area of the arborvitae. Okay, so Manscaped accidents are finally a thing of the past, and we don't use the same trimmer on your face that you're using down there. That's just nasty. Okay, Manscaped also has the Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. You already put deodorant on your armpits. Why not put deodorant on the smelliest part of your body? Here's the best part. Percentage off because of Taz. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code TAZ at manscaped.com. Always use the right tools for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code TAZ at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code TAZ.
You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. Here on this Monday morning, it is Taz and the Moose with you. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227 is your number to call. And CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes. Can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Remember to download that podcast each and every day. Radio.com and Apple Podcasts. A couple ways you can go about doing that, and we appreciate that.
How do you feel I sent you the recipe? You happy, huh? The sangria?
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Mikey B, too.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Mike came in and thanked you for it.
You know, I'm probably going to be all over you now.
And when
did
I'm
you
gonna make it?
Did you make it? How was it? Was it good?
Have we made it yet?
That guy.
Have you made it yet? Yeah. Did people talk about it? What they say about me? Did you put me over?
And I would think you should drink a moose out of the tumbler Taz gave us for Christmas.
That's
keep it cold.
See, now that is
see?
A,
yes.
That's a good point.
That's how if I was given the recipe, I would drink it out
Andrew,
of my Taz
I would
tumbler.
Have. Listen, this is.
I'm
not,
sorry. Who are you?
Well, you're mad at me because of the tweet. I know because of the. For those that aren't on social media, Andrew's a little upset. Moose, I don't know if you noticed. He came in and went on a tirade because when I was trying to figure out the hats of MLB, why the pitchers were in black hats with the white uniforms, and I text
Robbie Rosenhaus,
who's a big star on the DA show as Huge Freeze, I believe his name is. He also was the producer of my show.
Yeah.
Anyway, my show way back when. I'm losing
energy
on this topic
because
I don't care. Yeah, I'm losing energy on my own topic. I don't stop me. Just
bottom line is, Taz likes Robbie better than me, and I'm having a hard time dealing with that.
Well,
but I'll move
Andrew
on, probably.
Bogus tweeted that he's ticked off at me or whatever because I didn't go to him and ask him for the advice, meaning Andrew. Instead, I went to Robbie.
Or just show any kind of connection between the two of us.
All right. Moose is like,
for
Moose
years.
Couldn't
care less.
And I don't blame Moose.
No,
he's right. It's my story and I don't care about it. Moose is doing anything. He's tying his shoes.
No,
he's shining his shoes.
No, I'm listening.
He's
combing
his hair.
I was
letting
you go.
There's
got to be a horse race somewhere.
Oh, bad roll. When I'm on a roll like that, stop me.
We're back in talking about Robbie Rosenhaus. I'm peak interest.
No.
There's got to be a race like in Dubai right now.
No, because there was a little Twitter exchange.
No,
that's why. Andrew Bogus tweeted out. This was the tweet.
I know. I'm joking.
Of all the mean things Taz has done / said to me, texting Robbie Rosenhaus, which he was so nice to tag Robbie. not that Robbie's not all over social media. Before me for baseball info is the worst.
Yeah.
So, and then I just tweeted an apology. I did.
That one cut deep.
I did apologize.
Robbie's getting a kick out of it.
Oh, he loves it. He just gets
no
put
doubt.
Over.
He
loves horse. That's it.
Everybody put this. He's still like. What's his story here?
He doesn't work here anymore.
All right.
He found a regular, full time job. Apparently,
correct. I heard that
at a competing New York.
I was hoping you wouldn't say the name. Well,
I did. I wasn't going to get there.
No need. Not on our show. Do it on your next show.
I wasn't going to say the name.
But you know, we just want to wish him the best in his future endeavors, to Robbie. Okay.
Yes. Agreed.
That's all.
Well
all right.
said.
That's, thank you.
All right, take it away.
Hey, thanks, Moose. Speculation of a QB controversy fueled last night in rainy Nashville because
Marcus Mariota
went 0-for-3, sacked for a safety in his regular season dress rehearsal.
Not the way we wanted to come out and play. Lot to learn from, but at the same time, just got to continue to build. Can't hang her head. Just got to learn from it and move on.
Head coach Mike Vrabel sat Mariota after the safety, which came on his second series. The Steeler D racked up 6 more sacks in an 18-6 victory. Ben Roethlisberger got his lone preseason action, finishing his night with a TD pass to Juju Smith-Schuster. As you might have expected, Antonio Brown will win his helmet nonsense in the end. Agent Drew Rosenhaus says multiple companies will make Brown a custom-made helmet and pay him to use it. Brown lost his second grievance against the NFL over his old helmet.
The guys
they all are. It's a whole other game.
Yeah,
they're playing chess. We're playing checkers.
Wow. Hey, you know what? I'd rather live on my feet than die on my knees.
Yes.
You want to throw out cliches? We'll throw them all out.
There you go.
All right.
That's the top notch.
Josh Gordon is off the non-football injury list in New England. First full pad practice for him yesterday. Gordon now in line to play Thursday's preseason game against the Giants and or week one. Veteran Case Keenum is Washington starting QB and Texans running back Lamar Miller has a torn ACL.
Did you see that hit in the Cowboy game? That was like the first play of the game, I think. I was watching that game. It was... His knee was.
Yeah.
Oh, I felt so bad for him. It was bad, man. Good, keep going. Come on.
The Yankees have an MLB record 61 homers in August after 3 at Dodger Stadium last night. All of them off Clayton Kershaw. led to a 5-1 win in their rubber game. A team from suburban New Orleans beat Curacao 8-0 yesterday to claim the Little League World Series, second title in a row for an American team. USA Basketball back on the winning track, 84-68 over Canada.
Nice.
In their latest warm-up
for the
World
Cup. How the Shemp brothers doing?
They lost. Oh, okay. The Scrub brothers.
Doing good.
Australia snapped the American 78-game win streak over the weekend, and Nets guard Caris LeVert signs an extension. Said to be worth $52.5 million over three seasons. See you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. Well done.
Why is it such a rush? You have to go to the men's room or something?
I don't have to go anywhere. I'm just in my ear. Be done by 35. Be done by 35. I thought Pete was off today, but they're still yelling numbers at me.
Thank you. Because when Pete's here, that's usually what happens. Numbers get screamed at all of us. And now Pete's not here, and
still,
I blame Sam.
I'll take that.
Hey, Doc. Very nice. We'll come back. We're going to talk a little college football. We'll talk a little bit about Miami and Florida, the opening of college football this past weekend. Get into the undercard as well. It's Taz and the Moose on a Monday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Time right now to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. These questions from Josh down in Miami. Thoughts on the Gators' win Saturday night? Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Can guarantee low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Perfect little Miami-style feel music.
Yes.
Musaka! Yes.
That is.
I don't know what that means, but it sounded right.
Well, right. Play off the sangria as well conversation.
Yes.
You got to be careful. Did you watch a lot of Florida-Miami?
I did not. I'm not into week zero. You know, I love college football. I caught a little bit of it.
I'm surprised by that.
I know.
You're Mr. College Football.
I am.
I'm surprised you were not locked in on Saturday night.
I don't know what. I told you, I had the thing over at Big Dan's house, my brother-in-law. And why is this guy walking in my studio with you?
So you didn't watch much Saturday night?
No, I didn't. Did you?
I watched some of it. Some of it from the hotel room on Saturday night.
Saratoga.
Yeah, I was up at Saratoga.
How'd you do over there?
Not bad. Had a good weekend.
Nice.
Had a good weekend. I mean, I mean, it was fun spending time with my dad.
Well, that's awesome.
So regardless of what we do, I mean, some of the horses ran for us, some didn't. But we were close. We were close to having a huge weekend.
Really?
Very, very close. Yes.
That's life of the horse player.
We picked a lot of live horses that ran well. Got nipped at the wire on four different occasions.
Oh, that makes for a
either
fun afternoon.
Either horse holding on or over the sport five times over 3 days.
Really?
Yes.
Man, five it's amazing times. You're able to smile. When my dad was alive, he'd go to the track, and that would happen. You couldn't talk to him for about 2 weeks.
It was a tough walk out of Saratoga a couple of those days, but.
I've never been to that track there.
Oh, it's great.
I heard it's awesome.
It's nice. It's fun. It is. They built it up a lot, which I don't know if I necessarily love. I get it.
Bigger than Belmont? Smaller than Belmont?
Oh, no, smaller than Belmont.
Smaller than Belmont.
Yeah. Smaller than Belmont. Mm. But it's cute. It's nicer. The grounds are much nicer.
Yeah, the landscaping.
It's a beautiful racetrack. You step back and get a sense of it. More kind of a homier feel.
Nice.
At Belmont Park.
Well, Saratoga and John's a beautiful town.
It's a nice town upstate New York. You're right. Nice. It's not all that far. It's about 3.5 hours from Lake Placid.
Yeah.
Is that about right?
You are correct.
Yeah, something like that. Placid. So it's not that far.
Near Albany?
Near
up
Albany,
there?
About a half hour from Albany, 3.5 hours from Lake Placid. Yep. You've got all the snow. You know, in the wintertime, they've got, you know, the mountains up there, you can go skiing and everything like that. But yeah, it was fun weekend and a big weekend with the Travers as Code of Honor won it on Saturday. But did watch a little bit of it, Taz. I'm with you. I had an issue, and credit the Florida Gators for coming back and knocking off Miami.
They won 24-20.
They do win 24-20. The Miami pregame stuff the night before with Michael Irvin was fantastic. Did you see that?
I didn't see that either.
Where he was basically screaming, and the Hurricanes are, and the Miami, you know, the guys that played for Miami when they were Miami are dying for this program to be back to some sort of relevancy on a consistent basis.
But typical. I didn't think the Miami offense was great, obviously. Defense, I thought, played pretty well. Florida came in, was a ranked team, a top 10 team coming into it. And they find a way to survive a game in, against what is considered to be an arch rival, a team that they certainly, in a program that they recruit against.
And the Gators, I did, the little bit I saw, I heard Kirk Herbstreit does a great job, you know, as color commentator. I was a good quarterback for Ohio State back in the day. But Herbie does a good job. I'm a fan of his commentary work. But anyway, he was ripping the kid Franks, the quarterback from Florida, because when they were scoring and coming back for the Gators, like he kept going over Franks to the people sitting in the front row, like high up, like, you know, he had to reach up and try. He was out of control with it. Like, he was out of control the way he was acting. Like, I know he's trying to get the crowd into the game. I understand that, trying to get the, you know, there was a lot of Florida fans. They played the game in Orlando, so Central Spot Jones, because Miami versus a school versus University of Florida. So anyway, he was, the kid Franks was out of control almost after every series, trying to get people in, and then Herbie just ripped them. Like, you get in control, you know?
He got into it a little bit, Taz, and rightfully so. But, you know, and plus, before Labor, I can understand Labor Day weekend being one thing, Taz, but the weekend before, I agree with you, it was hard for me to get into college football.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was. Especially,
it was a little bit difficult. But you did also, not only did you have college football, Taz, this weekend, you had a huge series out in Los Angeles between the Dodgers and the Yankees. Put the uniforms aside.
That pissed me off.
And the antics of Nick Totoro behind home plate, the actor.
You know what, with him,
number
too.
15 wearing the Thurman Munson jersey.
Yeah, great catcher for the Yankees.
Correct.
Many years ago. I remember,
yep,
Thurman Munson. He played with Bucky Dent and those guys.
Yep.
And
yep.
I know my stuff. Greg Nettles. Come on, please. I'm not a Yankee fan, but I know my stuff.
No,
please.
I'm not saying you don't. But my point being is that, yeah, you know, it was kind of a sign of things to come. Maybe come October, a little
What's
preview
of
maybe
name?
We see in October. Nick Totoro.
Yeah.
Huge Yankee fan.
Yeah, I know who he is. Okay. And the thing is, he was out of control in Los Angeles, acting like a complete ass, putting he wants attention. Okay, that was annoying. I don't care about Nick. I do care about interleague play, that I hate it. I don't like it. I don't dislike it. I actually hate it. Because you have potentially two teams, and these two teams, the Dodgers and the Yankees, that this could be the World Series. And you have two top markets in the world, in Los Angeles and New York, where Major League Baseball would love to if this happens. I don't want to see them play right now. I like the old school back in the day when the World Series was an American League versus a National League team, and you never saw them play at all year, ever. And it makes the series so much more special. I just watched my Mets eat up the Cleveland Indians.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. Okay, but I don't need to see this. I know we're not going to see a World Series of the Indians versus the Mets, but still, maybe. But I got to watch it now.
All right, but sometimes in the Super Bowl, you see a game that you saw in the regular season. Does that bother you?
It's different because we're trained different as football fans. AFC.
Well, you think then over the course of time I could be trained different as a baseball fan?
It's happening now because they can play. How long has it been going on? Several years, right?
Oh, no doubt. It's been going on
now
for a while.
Yeah.
So you don't want to see Mets Yankees in the regular season?
No. Anymore. Oh, that as a New Yorker? Oh, that's horrible. That's
really?
Just,
you don't
I
want
hate
to see
it.
White Sox Cubs, Dodgers Angels.
No.
Some of the
great
rivalries out there. You don't want, you know, inner city rivalry.
And I don't want to see the Red Sox versus any Cape Cod League team. I don't want to see any of that.
Yeah.
So but here's the thing. Like I like the old school National League plays National League, American League plays American League, and then in regular season. And then, boom, we go to the World Series, makes it more special. I also think that with the Yankees and the Dodgers, what bothered me most, not I'm going to say most, what bothered me a lot, I don't know if we probably don't have the sound, but Aaron Judge was interviewed after the game, I believe, after yesterday's game, and he actually, a quick blurb, he mentioned that, about, oh, two great teams, they're our team and their team. You know, he put over the Dodgers how great of a team they are. And I can't remember, I'm paraphrasing, he says something like it could be the World Series. To even hear a player, not just a superstar like Judge, but to hear a player admit that bothers me. Nothing against him.
Yeah.
I think we're trained different now as baseball fans. That it's,
maybe,
you know,
maybe
surreal.
We are. I mean, is he not saying what kind of we're all thinking, right?
You're right, he is. To hear a player say it kind of galvanized it for me, like, in league play.
You
sucks.
I don't think it's going anywhere, Taz. You know?
I know.
And I think there's going to be even more of a melding of the two leagues. I think, you know, not in short order, but over the course of time here, I think the DH will be brought to the National League as well. And that'll change the NL forever.
Hope not. As a Mets fan, we got some pitches that could hit.
No, I know. Well, you saw that with DeGrom. No. But I like interleague play to an extent. I understand what you mean. But last night was that series in Los Angeles. That was pretty cool.
It was. No, it was cool
to see the Yankees in Los Angeles taking on the Dodgers. Now, there's some interleague series that I could care less about.
It's going to be cooler, though.
But you're going to have to deal with that to get what you got this weekend in L.A.
But it would be cooler if it was the World Series.
Spoiled. Well, but it's also, I could also make the argument, Taz, that as a viewer, baseball is spoiled by the way that baseball is covered now. Because when I was growing up, you didn't have everything you have now at your disposal, whether it be online, whether it be cable networks, whether it be, you know, the MLB package where
streaming,
I could watch everything.
Streaming.
So I never got that's what made the All-Star game special. You got to see guys that you never saw.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun
you
to
barely
watch.
Ever
yeah, yeah.
saw. You heard about. Yep, you heard yep. about the stats. You read the box score. Yep. You heard people talking about them. Maybe you saw them, six times a year. Whatever it
special.
Might be.
You're right.
But
you're right.
You didn't get a chance to see him on the, you know, you didn't get a chance. Maybe you saw him a couple times a year. You didn't get a chance to see him like that. And then finally you get to see him. It added to the special quality All-Star game. But, I mean, that's gone forever.
I remember as a Met fan, real quick, talking about the All-Star. I don't know if you remember a guy years ago, played for the Phillies, big guy, Greg Luzinski.
Yeah.
Big monster,
yeah, right?
And he would hit bombing home runs against the Mets. So in the All-Star game, I'm like, yes. Because as a Met fan, National League was my team, in the All-Star game. I'm like, yeah, we got Luzinski. Yeah, I was a kid, you know what I mean? Finally, he's on our team, like the All-Star team, in my crazy brain.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I just when I hear that, because you're right. I used to, you think about the players that you didn't get to see a lot, and the All-Star game is a time now, that's not the case.
No.
It's oversaturation. Everything's oversaturated. Everything. People are oversaturated. Food's oversaturated. Social media's oversaturated. Words oversaturated. Hot takes oversaturated.
All right.
Voices, listening, love, sadness, happiness. Everything's oversaturated. I'm sick of everything. Sick!
There you go. At least we have sangria.
Happy Monday.
Here's the other day.
Okay. Here we go. Here we go, Sam. Right. Come on. There you go.
Thank you, Sam.
All right.
Taz and the Moose present the Undercard. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
Microphone's on. Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Gotcha. Hello.
All right, you can hear me. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. All right, AFC South, we talked a lot about the Colts today, obviously with the Andrew Luck news. Texans, Titans, Jags, and I'll even say the Colts.
Why do you say it like that? Why do you say Titans?
Texans, Titans, Jags.
Hold on a second. You bring up this is a very bogus topic. This is something that's been going on for years. I have a hard time saying the T's and they become D's.
See that?
So I overemphasize Titans to make sure I get it out. You're not the first person to notice that.
I did notice that. It's interesting that I'm that astute.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
No, Moose, you missed it because he said Titans.
I'll say Titans.
Right, that's what he said. He said Titans.
Oh, gotcha. Titans.
He's got a TT problem.
Titans. Yeah. Okay.
Exactly
as long as you don't have an ED problem.
Yeah. There you go.
All right, sex joke.
There you go.
So the three teams I mentioned in the AFC South, and we'll include the Colts again. Who do you think's the favorite to win the division?
I have no idea what the question was. What do you say?
Yeah,
I was laughing because you said sex joke. That was funny.
Jags.
Who do you think's the favorite now to win the AFC South with the news with
Jaguars? Because I know Tony Khan, so I'm going to put him over.
Jaguars.
I'm with the Jaguars. Because Foles, I think, will do a good job.
Yeah, I think they're a better team at quarterback. I think the defense will be A-okay. I think they were pretty good last year statistically. Didn't play all that well. There was issues chemistry-wise on that team. I would take the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Fournette, no one's talking about him because, he's a little bit of a lightning rod, but that guy can run the rock. And, he's a guy, if he's on, dude, as you know, he could be a massive disaster.
Offensive line's still an issue.
True.
Offensive line still needs to be rectified. I could see them, though. What?
Defensively, they're pretty good.
Yeah, defensively, they'll be.
Money. What was the line? Pay me that money.
Go get that money. the other team I'd probably say is Houston, even with the loss of Lamar Miller.
Yeah, they're going to have a wish now.
Well, they got Duke Johnson running the football, maybe add another running back.
Mm.
Their offensive line, though, was an absolute albatross a year ago.
Yeah, they were breaking
Deshaun Watson was getting hit left and right.
They were. They had an offensive tackle starting. Julian Davenport went to Bucknell.
There you go.
He did. And struggled. Struggled last year, too. And he's, you know, he's covering the blind side for Deshaun.
That's a problem.
Yeah, that was a problem. But we'll see what happens. Goodbye.
All right, next.
Singled out the tackle on the Texans.
Rory McIlroy won the FedEx Cup. Largest cash payout in golf history at $15 million.
Good for Rory.
You know how much? Okay. I got a quiz for you. Okay.
He gave me the money sign.
You know how much? Nobody in this room knows the answer. Nobody.
Okay.
You know how much his first professional payoff in golf was? His purse? Nobody look at a computer. Nobody look at a computer here.
$20,000.
Wrong. Next.
1,300 pounds.
You're right. He's actually right.
There you go.
Well, now, you might have been right if you do the
I
math.
I probably was not.
No, if you put poundage to dollars.
No idea.
I have no idea.
I don't
know. Well, you said nobody would know. Mike just dropped the hammer.
I was wrong.
Mike just basically
Mike got it right. He's the producer, bro. He's a genius. That's the rules. You know that.
Those are the rules.
He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing.
Good show today. Download that podcast, radio.com, Apple Podcasts. We appreciate everyone chiming in earlier on.
Oh, yeah.
Throughout the show, talk a lot about Andrew Luck. Sam, Mike across the way, Bogish with the updates. Taz, enjoy the rest of your Monday, buddy.
Oh, hey.
Good job, man.
You too, and thank you to everybody in this world. We love everyone.
You got it. Till tomorrow, everybody. Peace.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.